RC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo, my goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
This is Acoustic Avenue. I'm Ted Crouch, your host in Salmon Arm, British Columbia, with co-producer Joe Little in Calgary, Alberta. On Acoustic Avenue, we recognize with respect and gratitude that these lands where we live, work, and make our music remain home to a number of Indigenous nations and people. We acknowledge this land out of respect for the Indigenous nations who have cared for Turtle Island, also called North America, from before the arrival of settler peoples until this day. It has been said that all myths are based in truth. Today's show is the first in a multi-part series that we'll come back to now and again. We're going to delve into one of the better-known myths, Homer's epic, the Iliad and the Odyssey, and one of the stories where it's pretty easy to figure out the truth behind the myth. The Iliad is the story of the Trojan War, and the Odyssey is the story of Odysseus, also known as Ulysses, who was one of the heroes of that war, principally for coming up with the idea of the Trojan horse and his journey back home to Ithaca. It's a seafaring tale of travels through exotic lands, the crew enduring terrible storms and horrifying monsters. The story is set against a supernatural atmosphere where the gods use humble disguises so that they can be involved in human activities, keeping them safe by warning of upcoming catastrophes, provided they heed those warnings. In the first story, the goddess Circe warns Odysseus of the Sirens, a pair of monsters who pretend to be beautiful women with amazing voices, beguiling voices that can hypnotize men and thereby compel them to sail their ships into the rocks of their island and drown. Circe says to Odysseus, "First you will come to the Sirens, who enchant all who come near them. If anyone unwarily draws too close and hears the singing of the Sirens, his wife and children will never welcome him home again. for they sit in a green field and warble him to his death with the sweetness of their song. Today, we will have a listen to some of the amazing voices that have hypnotized and enthralled men and women over the decades. Elmer Quinn will lead us off with The Voice. Then Elaine Page will join Secret Garden and perform The Things You Are to Me. We end this set with the hauntingly pure voice of Karen Carpenter and her rendition of This Masquerade.
Held in my hand every grain of sand since time first began to be, still I could never count, measure the amount of all the things you are. A grand design, and
Try to
lonely game we play. Thoughts of leaving disappear each time I see your eyes. And no matter how understand the reason why we carry on this way. We're lost in a masquerade. We're lost in a masquerade.
This is Acoustic Avenue. Nora Neuer, Peggy Lee, Patti Page, and Whitney Houston are all notable female vocalists who made significant contributions to the music industry. They have all had a cultural impact in the evolution of their respective genres, shaping the music industry's landscape, and all played vital roles in the world of music, leaving a lasting legacy for future generations of artists to follow. Opening this set is Nora Neuer, showcasing her powerful and soulful voice with Forget What I Said. She will be followed by Peggy Lee and her iconic recording of Fever. Then, Patti Page, whose crossover success set the stage for other artists seeking to bridge the gap between country and pop, will sing Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte. We end this set with Whitney Houston, who had one of the most remarkable and powerful voices in the history of pop music, singing I Will Always Love You.
I get the blues, I get high, I'll explode like dynamite, and I'll cry till the dust settles down. I get some heart. So, and I'm cold when I'm feeling hot. Sometimes I guess things just happen too fast. Forget what I said, forget what I did. It's not what I meant, so can you forgive? Stress came along, I'm taking it back. Love you like hell, put you under my black magic spell, and I can kiss you like nobody else. Yeah. I'll make good of my bad, I'll make nice of all that is said. I'll put all your dead hands on my back.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever. When we kiss us, fever with thy flaming use. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. Give me fever. With his kisses, fever. When he holds me tight, fever. I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. They give you fever. When you kiss them, fever. If you live, you learn. Fever, till you sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte. Charlotte, don't you cry. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte, he'll love you till he dies. Oh, hold him, darling, please hold him tight, and brush the tear from your eyes. You weep because you had a dream last night. You dream that he said goodbye. He held two roses within his hand. Two roses he gave to you. The red rose tells you of his passion. The white rose his love so true. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte, Charlotte, don't you cry. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte, he'll love you till he dies. And every night after he shall die, yes, every night when he's gone, the wind will sing to you this lullaby. Sweet Charlotte was loved by John. sweet Charlotte. Charlotte, don't you cry. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte, he'll love you. If I should stay, I would only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
I will always love.
This is Acoustic Avenue. In this next set, we'll introduce you to three accomplished vocalists known for their distinct styles and outstanding vocal qualities. Rosemary Clooney was known for her remarkable ability to interpret lyrics with emotion and nuance. Her voice had a comforting quality that made listeners feel at ease, which you will hear on her rendition of Hey There. Eden Atwood's singing style often conveys a sense of intimacy and emotional depth. Primarily associated with jazz, her vocals have a pristine quality that is both soothing and evocative. She will sing You Leave Me Breathless. And we end this set with Annie Lennox, highlighting her exceptional vocal range and deep, soulful and slightly raspy voice singing Into the West.
Lately when I'm in my room all by myself, in the solitary gloom, I call to myself. Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you. You used to be too wise. Hey there, you on that high flying cloud. Though he won't throw a crumb to you, you think someday he'll come to you. Better forget him. In the air, he has you dancing on a string. Break it, and he won't care. Won't you take this advice I hand you like a mother? Or are you not seeing things too clear? Are you too much in love to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other? Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes.
Are you talking to me?
Love never full of you.
Not until now.
You used to be too wise.
Yes, I was once.
Will you take this advice I hand you like a mother? Or am I not seeing things too clear? Are you just too far gone?
Filled with melody, but at a loss for words. That little grin of yours, that funny chin of yours, does so much to my heart. Oh, give your lips to me, for darling, that would be the final touch to my heart. You leave me breathless. That's all I can say. I can't say more because you take my breath away.
Safe in my arms, you're shadows falling out of memory and time. Don't say we have come now to the end. White shores are
this is the final set for today's special, Sirens on Acoustic Avenue. To take us home today, we have five legendary female vocalists and performers who have made indelible marks on the music and entertainment industries. Each of these artists has achieved iconic status and possess unique and instantly recognizable voices that set them apart from their contemporaries. They have all released chart-topping singles and albums and received Grammy Awards and nominations in recognition of their outstanding contributions. Their work has influenced and inspired generations of artists who have followed them. Their contributions have left a lasting imprint on the music world, and their music continues to be cherished and widely enjoyed by audiences of all ages. While each has their own unique attributes and contributions, they collectively represent some of the most influential and enduring figures in the history of music and entertainment. We hope you have enjoyed the show today and perhaps experienced moments of feeling hypnotized and enthralled by the voices of these remarkable women. Here is Diana Ross with The Theme from Mahogany, Billie Holiday, It Had to Be You. Then Dionne Warwick sings Alfie. And to represent our sirens, we feature a duet with two legends singing Get Happy. Happy Days Are Here Again with Barbara Streisand and Judy Garland.
Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that life is showing you? Where are you going to? Do you know? Do you get what you are?
to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue. And even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be me. Try to be bought, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you. Wonderful you. It had to be you. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around. Finally, I found the somebody. But they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you.
Thank you very much for listening to Acoustic Avenue.